Part 4, Chapter 9. The transshipment air was a loud clatter of hurtling shapes under the spring sun. A freighter had just roared in, and the ore it spilled was racketing onto the field. The blade machines were nudging about, hurrying the ore to the conveyors. The giant buckets clanked and rattled, halting jerkily to spill their contents on the conveyor belt. Huge fans roared to blast dust in the air. A fall of ore rivered onto the transshipment platform. Johnny sat amid the din, chained to the controls of the dust analyzer, sprayed with fanned dirt and half deafened from the clamor. What he was doing was cross-testing the consecutive loads on the belt for uranium. The fans beat a fog of ore particles into the air at this point in the progressive steps. It was Johnny's job to throw a lever that sent beams through the whirlwind, check the panel to see whether a purple or a red light went on, and throw levers that sent the ore on for transshipment, purple, or dumped it to the side and sounded an alarm, red. When the red came on, it was urgent to dump. He was not operating independently. He was closely supervised by Kerr, the assistant operations officer of the mine site. Kerr was protected by domed headgear. Johnny was catching the hurricane of dust and din full in the eyes and face. He did not even have goggles. Kerr walloped him on the shoulder to indicate that this bucketful could be sent
on. They can move on.
And Johnny thrust at the levers. Kerr had been carefully chosen by the security chief as the very fellow to instruct the animal in the operation of mine site machinery. And Turl had his reasons. A midget for a cyclo, Kerr was only 7 feet tall. He was a geyser mouth, as they called it, since he chattered incessantly. Nobody bothered to listen to him. He had no friends, but tried to make them. He was reputedly dim-witted, even though he knew his machines well. If these reasons were not enough, Turl had leverage. He had caught Kerr in a compromising situation involving two female cyclo clerks in an out-of-bounds operations office. Turl had picto-recorded, but not reported it, and Kerr and the females had been very grateful. There were other things. Kerr was a habitual criminal who had taken employment on Earth one jump ahead of arrest, and Turl had fixed up a name change. Before the animal idea had occurred to Turl, he had tried to work out something involving Kerr, but it would have been impossible for a cyclo to go into those mountains, and he had been forced to abandon taking Kerr into his confidence.